Chapter 18 Mass Production versus Small-Scale Production in Relation to Marketing. Marketability in relation to production methods is a very important concept. Introduction: Marketability in relation to mass production versus small-scale production. When a product is produced in mass production facilities, it must be sold in large quantities to cover the fixed expenses. This includes the costs associated with the physical facilities, rent, mortgage and expenses for machinery, and salaries. This idea will be elaborated on and clarified in the following example. If a mass-produced item, product X selling for $20 retail, satisfies the needs of a couple of thousand consumers each year, it most likely will be considered a failure by the manufacturer. However, the consumers that use product X might like it very much, and they might find it extremely useful. The consumers might consider the product a great success. However, from the manufacturer's point of view, product X is a failure, because the sales of 2,000 items each year would not cover the costs of the mass production facilities. The manufacturer would be losing money on product X. However, if product X is produced and sold by a small company that does not use mass production techniques, it might be considered very successful, if 2,000 are sold each year. Companies in this category are usually relatively small, and cannot afford the large investment needed to engage in large-scale mass production techniques. They will generally produce fewer units of a product, and their prices may be higher when compared to mass-produced products. However, sometimes small companies in this category can produce products that are no more expensive than mass-produced items, because they may sell directly to the public. In addition, they may have little or no expense for mass media advertising, and they almost certainly do not have to pay high salaries to many levels of executives and managers. Companies in this category are usually run by the owner, sometimes with family members. It may also involve a few supervisors that guide the employees that are involved with the manufacturing process. This can involve handwork, assisted by motorized tools. It might also involve a very small-scale assembly line. Some facilities in this category may be even smaller than the above, and it may consist of the boss and a few craftsmen making products to order, such as custom-designed furniture. Small companies in this category might do quite well, without mass production facilities, mass media advertising, and without a team of managers, executives, and marketing experts, if they can find niche markets for their products. What is a niche market? Basically, a niche market is a relatively small set of consumers that have needs that cannot be satisfied by conventional mass-produced products. They might be unusual in some way, such as the following. The niche market consumers may be very wealthy. They can afford to pay for very expensive handmade items, such as clothes and furniture made to their specifications. The niche market consumers may be individuals of modest means, but they prefer economical items made to their own specifications. For example, there are small companies that produce inexpensive furniture made with hand-operated tools, according to the specifications of each consumer. There are no middlemen involved, so the furniture may cost the same or even less than mass-produced furniture. The niche market consumers may be from a very small religion, culture or subculture. They may require unique items that are based on their religion, culture or subculture. The niche market consumers may speak a language that is known to very few people. They may need reading material in their language. The niche market consumers may have an unusual hobby that very few people engage in. They may need unusual items or equipment for their hobby. The niche market consumer may be in an unusual occupation that has relatively few members. A good example of this are professional athletes who require very high-quality protective equipment. The niche market consumer may be physically handicapped. They may need equipment to deal with their handicap that other consumers do not need, such as specially made wheelchairs, automobiles with specialized steering devices, etc. The niche market consumer can be a manufacturer who needs specialized equipment or components. Sometimes even mass production manufacturer needs special equipment that must be made or modified to fit their specifications. The niche market consumer can be retail stores that sell handmade products. This can involve large or small resellers that sell unusual handmade items. This can include handmade furniture, sculptures, pottery and various types of artwork. The concept of the niche market, without mass production, is useful for small business owners. The above concept, and the niche market, can be very important for some small business owners and individuals that want to start their own business. Generally, the small business owner cannot engage in mass production techniques, and he will have great difficulty in competing with large companies. However, if a small business owner finds one or more niche markets for his products, he will avoid the problem of competing with large companies. The above ideas can also be applied to retail sales, in some cases. For example, a small retail convenience store might have a niche market of customers who live, or work, within walking distance of the store. The customers may prefer the small store over the larger retail outlets, because of its proximity, they know the owner, and the store stocks the essential items they need, and they do not have to search through thousands of items to find what they want to buy. The above ideas can be clarified for the small business owner by answering the following questions. What are all the possible niche markets for my product? S. What types of goods or services can I provide to satisfy the needs of various niche markets? What advertising techniques can I use to attract the niche market consumers that will be interested in my products? Are there any newspapers, magazines, or trade journals that I can advertise in to attract niche market consumers? A more advanced look at production techniques, which ranges from supermass production to handwork modern methods of producing products in large quantities, involve highly sophisticated mass production techniques. This can involve very expensive computerized robotic equipment and high-speed assembly lines that produce products at extremely rapid rates. I am calling these methods supermass production techniques. At the other extreme, there are of course items that are still produced by hand, such as original works of art. However, between these two extremes, supermass production and handwork, there are a large number of production methods. A better way of describing production methods is in terms of a range, as follows. Supermass production techniques. The equipment is very expensive, and it is only cost-effective if very large numbers of a product are produced and sold. The production costs of each item might be lower than it would be with any other method, assuming the product is sold in very large quantities. Conventional or older mass production techniques. The manufacturing equipment is less sophisticated and less expensive than the above. This can involve an assembly line, staffed by workers, as well as automatic and hand-operated machinery. This method of production is only cost-effective if relatively high quantities of a product are produced and sold. This method might result in a higher production cost per item than the supermass production techniques described above. However, it is possible to make a profit with a somewhat smaller sales volume than with supermass production techniques. This is because equipment and facilities are simpler and less expensive. A simpler assembly line production method than above, involving hand-operated machines. This method is still a type of mass production, but it is less expensive than the two methods mentioned above. It is suitable for smaller companies, and is probably cost-effective in most cases for smaller quantities of a product than the methods mentioned above. For example, with the first method, it might be necessary to sell millions of units. The second method might require hundreds of thousands of units to make a profit, and this method might require tens of thousands of units to make a profit. Small-scale assembly line or batch production techniques for expensive items that are large, for example, jet planes, trains, buses, heavy construction equipment, are generally not produced in the extremely large quantities produced by conventional mass production techniques. Items in this category may be produced in the range of dozens, hundreds, thousands, possibly in some cases tens of thousands. Production facilities of this type might be just as expensive as the most expensive supermass production techniques. However, since the products are extremely expensive, this makes sense from an economic and marketing perspective. Small-scale batch production methods. This method involves the production of small quantities of a product. This can be the production of an expensive or exotic drug. It can also be a small-scale factory that makes certain products to fit the specifications of the consumer. Perhaps this could involve a factory that builds furniture to order, or builds race cars or automobiles to fit the specification of their customers. A factory of this type does not use an assembly line by definition, but they might move the product being assembled on a cart from one workstation to another. Facilities of this type use tools that are operated by hand, such as electric drills and saws, screwdrivers, pliers, wrenches, etc. A facility of this type is much less expensive than the examples presented above. However, the employees will probably get higher pay, because many of them would be skilled workers, such as technicians, mechanics, and carpenters. Small-scale one-of-a-kind production with hand-operated machines, without an assembly line. Examples of this type of facility is a small privately owned cabinet shop, with a few employees or less. This is a very inexpensive production facility, and to make a profit they probably have to sell 2 or 3 pieces of furniture per day. A single individual, creating items with handwork. In some cases this may involve simple machines, such as an electric drill, or a sewing machine. Production facilities of this type are much less expensive than any of the above. Examples of this type of production facility are an artist's or sculptor's work facility. A clothing designer or small tailor with a sewing machine is another example. Facilities of this type usually have to sell very few products to make a profit. Websites on niche markets, production techniques and related concepts. Search phrase with Google how to find niche markets for your products. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals how plus to plus find plus niche plus markets plus for plus your plus products. NBTNG equals search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. Marketing.about.com web link. Words on website defining your niche market. www.articlesity.com web link. Words on website how to find hot niche markets by Dan Farrell. Search phrase with Google mass production methods. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals mass plus production plus methods. NBTNG equals search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. n.wikipedia.org web link. Words on website mass production. www.wisegeek.com web link. Words on website what is mass production. www.spartacus.squint.co.uk web link. Words on website the production of long runs of standardized goods for a mass market was introduced into the United States at the beginning of the 20th century. www.britannica.com web link. Pioneers of mass production methods. www.willamette.edu Thompson Management Con Mass Production HTML. Words on website mass production is the name given to the method of producing goods in large quantities at low cost per unit. Search phrase with Google small scale production methods. www.google.com web link. Q equals small scale plus production plus methods and HL equals NN start equals 70 and SA equals N. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.fao.org web link. Words on website small-scale sausage production. eggalternatives.airs.su.edu web link. Words on website small-scale egg production. sciencelinks.jp web link. Words on website development of small-scale production method for large-size exterior plastic parts. www.wikes.edu web link. Words on website costs of small-scale catfish production. FoodArticles.com web link. Words on website small-scale production of high-protein food proving to be cost-effective. www.zetton.com web link. Words on website small-scale commercial plants,